I find it more difficult today to speak here. My spot usually was by the psyche when the Rebbe came. But now it's under a mention. The different people, after being here a week's time, but it's a different story completely. I know that the time is short, and in this week's parsha, we see that Yaakov, and he had kvitz tzaderech, and he went and he came at Choron. When he came to Choron and he said, Efsha, she'ovati amokim she'ispalu avoisai. I didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. State in Medrash, you have died to go back. You have died to, he's made a cheshbon, he said, I have to go back. The you have died to, this Kabbalah that he made on himself, I must go back and return to where I'm supposed to daven and there to be mispalel and to help for Klal Yisrael. In this Yoav Daitoy, in this tefillah that he said, he was zoiche everything that Klal Yisrael has today. Yaakov Avinu was zoiche from that tefillah that he had, the Yoav Daitoy to his palace. In other words, he already passed by and he went. He finished, he's on his way going to Choron. And he's going for a Sibah, his father sent him to Choron. He's supposed to get married and start his family. But there's something still missing. Yoav Daitoy. I have to be mispalel, I have to go back to my original shroshim where I came from to be mispalel, to make things happen that it should be. I think Yachai Chale is most probably the most exact marshal of what's going on, what happened here in this maaseh with Yaakov Avinu. There's a Yoav Daitoy in all the Talmidim, the people to come back. We have to return. Efshe avati amokim she'ispalel avoisai. I come, I do, I'm Oyved Hashem, wherever I am. But still, the Mokum Shispalu Avoisai, where I learned, where I steiged, where I was all the time. And here, I left out this part that can't be done. The Yoav Daitoy was the Nekude that gave him the undertaking, the Kabbalah, to do. And to be Matzliach, that this is the, actually, then he got the Brocha, that Kodesh Baruch will help him, that he will be the Av, the one that will guide and to build Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says there's a posik in Tehillim. The posik says, "Ulzion yomer, ish v'ish yulad bo, v'hu yichonaneh elyon. Ish ish yulad bo." So the Gemara Ksuba says, on this posik, "Echod anoylad bo, ve'echod ametzapel l'roiso." Ish ish yulad bo doesn't mean yulad bo. It considers someone that's striving, that his tshuka is to be able to come to Eretz Yisrael, to be here. Someone that has a tshuka to come to Eretz Yisrael is considered just as if echod anoylad bo ve'echod ametzapel l'oiso. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, the Gemara is Subis, Omar Abaye. V'chad minayu odif mitrei minon. V'chad minayu is odif from trei of those in Eretz Yisrael. Omar Ovo, v'chad minon, kisolik lahosam, when he went from where we are, lahosam to where he's supposed to go, odif kitrei minayu, he's twice as good. So the Gemara brings a raya. How do we know that? Do Rabbi Yirmiyo, dichi habihocho, de habihocho, when Rabbi Yirmiyo was sitting in Bovel, lo yada maiko omar rabonon. Obviously there was a shia, that he said a shia, and he didn't understand pshat. He was stuck. And kisolik lahosom, maybe went to Yachikala, I don't know exactly. But kisolik lahosom, have a yoda my koma. He came to there. Korilon, he himself, Rabbi Yim himself, Korilon, Hani Babloy Tipshoy, he himself said, this is what happened. So being in Chutz La'aretz, I was learning, and he was learning well, but it didn't help chat. He came to Eretz Yisrael, things changed. Now all of a sudden he's able to know pshat what it is. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah at the end of Ovis, the Torah brings it in the beginning of Or Chaim that Avodas Hashem have Azka Nomer the Kal Kanesha Rot Ketzvi Gibor Kari Laset Tzen Avich Shem Hashemayim. Azka Nomer, the Azus is a pshat you undertake to do something. I don't know if I'm correct, but I think that Balei Chaim don't have this koyach to do something 50%, 60% of their koyaches. Whatever they do, a Balei Chaim does completely. With no seichel b'chlal. There's a decision to make to do, and he does it. But it doesn't mean he does it halfway, tomorrow, it's enough, I was yoytze, I did enough, I don't have to do more than that. By Balei Chaim, that doesn't exist. By Balei Seichel, by Balei Pchiro, that's where the idea is, more or less could be. Dr. Bhuda Ben Temo, Azus Avoidus Avoire, Avi Oz Kanomer, Nemzachunta Azahanomer, a Nomer has no, he doesn't have no reservation, doesn't hold himself back to do anything in order to be successful. Kal Kanesha, the running and the doing, Rot Katzvi, Gibu Kaari, all these Mishalim are of Balei Chaim, that work diligently in the most possible way that they can in order to succeed and be matzliach in the things that they do. I think that Baruch Hashem, the Olam here, was matzliach in a very positive way to be mekayim this Oz Kanomer, the Rotz Katzvi, Gibu Kaari, and the Bismedesh was booming with learning and speaking and learning. I mean, the few times that I came, even outside on the way out and after Mincha, and speaking again, the Olam was still speaking and learning. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem blessed us with such a beautiful alumni, beautiful friends, Yedidim, that come back. And I personally have a tremendous amount of chizuk to see how people come back, they join, they come back. You come back to come again at the sea and enjoy together the shtaigim yot Hashem and teru yir shamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. You're going back home. But I'm sure it's a matzav of mitzapel yoroitzo. I'm sure you all have this tshuka to be able to come back. Maybe we should consider twice a year yachikal. I don't even know exactly. Then we have to speak to Rabbi Galbaz if that's it. Oh. Anyhow, I will vote to Mirtz Hashem that it should be positive that it should do that. If it'll be Mirtz Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. Come back, Fod Gzuntehei. Nachas from your children, your grandchildren, and we should meet Emir Hashem. Thank you.